We were really thrilled. I'm very proud that UMass is the first college to have an out Division I men's basketball player. I think it really shows the supportive climate we have on campus for LGBTQ students, both in athletics and in the university in general. We're recognized as being one of the top LGBT colleges in the country, one of the most supportive campuses in the country for LGBTQ students, and this is just one more example of that.
Have you had an opportunity to speak to him yet?
I have not. No, I do not. I do not know him, so I've not had a chance to speak to him. I'm hoping to do so sometime soon.
How does it impact other students, other young people who may be wrestling with whether or not they should publicly disclose their sexuality?
I think athletes are, for a lot of young people, role models. They're people whom they look up to. I think having out lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender athletes really helps those individuals who similarly identify as LGBT to know that that's something that they can do. They can be out, feel good about themselves, and know that they'll get support. Athletics historically has been, particularly male athletics, but even women's athletics as well, has been one of those bastions where there has been a lot of hostility towards LGBT people, that people are often put down with anti-gay slurs, whether it's in the locker room or on the court or the field or what have you. So it's one of those places where there has not been historically as many people out. There has not been as much education for people around LGBT issues to become more supportive, to be better allies. Although I have to say that we have a very LGBT supportive athletic department at UMass Amherst.
I know most of the comments that I've read so far on social media have been fairly positive about this, but I think we would be naive to recognize that there will not be some negative comments at some point. Do you think the young man's prepared to deal with the hostility that he might run into at some point?
It's hard to say. I don't know him. I know from talking with those who have been part of his support network that he's been really given a great deal of thought to this. It's not something that he does lightly, especially since he is not, unlike other athletes who have come out, like Michael Sam, for example, had already graduated. He's a sophomore, so he's going to be back at UMass playing and starting for the next 2 years. So that really takes some thinking to do that, to be out in that context of college athletics, and how will fans from other institutions, other players, how will they treat him? What kind of response will he get? I tend to be positive. You look at Jason Collins, who I know has been a role model to Derek, which he mentioned in the interview. His jersey, and he's only a position player, not a starter, not someone who scores a lot of points, who wasn't even signed to a season contract for this year. But when he did get signed for the rest of the season, his jersey became the best-selling jersey of all NBA players. So I think that this shows that there's a great deal of support out there for athletes who are brave enough, who are willing to come out and to share that. And I think it's going to lead to a lot of other athletes to come out and feel like that they have the safety, and that this is nothing that they have to hide until later in life after they've had a playing career and retired.